As early as 6 o'clock on Saturday morning, Namibians could be seen making their way, some on foot and others in their vehicles, to the National Shrine, the Heroes Acre, on the outskirts of Windhoek. They came to pay their final respects to the man who is credited with bringing independence to the Southern African country 35 years ago. Sam Nyoma died in a Windhoek hospital on February 8th, after being hospitalized for 3 weeks. Namibia's current president, Nangolo Mbumba, described Nyoma as a giant who stood firm in the country's 24-year armed struggle for independence from South Africa.
Although our hearts remain laden with grief, we take solace that President Sam Nyoma, who will now rest among his fellow illustrious heroes and heroines, has completed his mission with distinction, fulfilling his destiny and leaving behind the most precious gift of freedom and independence for the people of Namibia.
Among the VIPs in attendance Saturday were South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and Angola's President João Lourenço. Former Presidents Thabo Mbeki of South Africa and Joaquim Chissano of Mozambique could also be seen in the crowds of mourners who came to pay their last respects to the elder statesman. Nyoma was the first leader of Namibia's independence movement, the Southwest Africa People's Organization, and later served 3 terms as Namibia's president. Pendukeni Ivula Itana is his niece and a former cabinet minister who served as Namibia's attorney general. She is also vice chairperson of the Sam Nyoma Foundation.
Nyoma united the people of Namibia who were divided according to the ethnic languages during the war. Our people were made to fight against each other. At independence, he introduced a policy of national reconciliation to forgive one another as brothers and sisters.
Public servant Crispin Kapalu was also among the mourners who sang and danced as they braved the hot Namibian sun to bid farewell to the leader whose name is captured in revolutionary struggle songs like Sema Ulipeni Elule Pandela, Elule Pandela, Ola Namibia. The lyrics mean, Sam Nyoma, where are you? Raise the flag.
Growing up, we knew about Nyoma, different interpretation. But after independence, as young people, then we could see the reality why our forefathers have to sacrifice their life.
Nyoma is survived by his wife, Kovambo Nyoma, his 2 sons, 24 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren, according to the official eulogy. Sunday marked the end of 21 days of national mourning that President Mbumba declared after his death. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.